with Martin Besser.
How are you? So, now the incentives slash bribes are coming in for people getting vaccinated. Because for some reason, now, this is the most mistrusted thing in the history of medication and science, for whatever reason. I don't even want to go into it.
Ever.
People have never mistrusted anything in the world. They eat just about anything. Because meat is meat and a man must eat. Yeah. Take anything, fine, tzlach. But this vaccine, this is the one. It's questioned more than anything else in the world. So now, of course, South Africa is getting desperate as well because we've only had about 4 million complete vaccinations, 10 million people in total that got some kind of jab. But we need, okay, how many people in this country? 50 million?
55 million.
So you need about 25 million people around there to kind of reach that herd immunity. What does that mean? That's when, looking at how the rest of the world's doing it, that's when they start saying, okay, listen, let's get back to kind of more normal life. You're still going to be masked. And the reason for that is there's good enough evidence that being vaccinated reduces the serious illness, the effects of COVID-19 virus, which means the hospitals won't be as packed full. Mm-hmm. People won't be dying from it as much as they have been.
Yeah.
So that's the very brief. I know I'm being very simplistic about it, but in short. So now the authorities are getting desperate because people aren't vaccinated. Especially men, apparently.
Yeah.
What's that about?
I have no idea. I think I even jumped the queue.
but anyway, it is what it is. So now the Joburg mayor says, hey, throw in a car. It's a competition. Get vaccinated and your name will go into a draw and then you could win a car. I don't know if it works for him.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to work to get people to vaccinate though.
Winning something? I mean, you get those people who love a bit of a draw, a lucky ticket.
If you're one of 15 million.
Exactly. Those odds are very. Yep.
But also, I mean, look what we're dealing with here. Your chances might be good. Your chances might be good, so maybe you want to try. Game, for instance, is saying 10% with a discount, eh?
Yes.
That's what?
It's quite a bit.
That's quite substantial.
Yeah. I think that's a better option than the draw for the car.
Tula, help you, mate. I don't remember my name's neat. What's your name? Jula D. Otongo, help me get in my name, arsehole.
Yes, I don't know.
It's a great idea.
What car is it?
Yeah, you see.
What are we? Men are like, what is it?
It's 1100. I don't know.
Oh, is it the 1.4? Or is it the is it the V8? Talk to me. The people are giving coffee away.
Wimpy will give you a free coffee. Yep, if you show proof of your COVID-19 vaccination and you've got 48 hours after getting the jab, you get a free filter coffee from Wimpy, and we all love a filter coffee.
From Wimpy coffee.
Yeah.
And then I see there's also some women that are saying no vaccination, you know, no
fun. The sack.
Let's go with that. Yeah. Yes. 6:25 in the morning.
Because the women are all out there getting vaccinated and they have to deal with their partners going, but what's it going to do to my DNA? I don't care.
Hopefully something. just saying, if we're having this conversation. And then I read this article, which I wanted to share with you this morning. I'll just share the headline with you. It's a quote. I think I need to get vaccinated. How a woman changed her mind after COVID-19 knocked her out. And I want to ask you this question this morning. Have you changed your mind about it? Have you changed your mind about COVID? Because there was, I mean, let's be honest, take yourself a year back. Lots of denialists. A lot of people saying it's a conspiracy and it's a media and blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, the vaccination. Have you changed your mind about COVID-19 or the vaccination?
Ek sal nie sê ek was 'n anti-vaxxer nie, maar ek was maar bietjie skepties en het gesê ja, ek sal wel die inspuiting kry, maar eers later, oor so 'n jaar of twee. En in Junie maand het ek COVID gehad en dit was aklig. Ek het net besluit, ek wil nooit ooit weer so voel nie.
Yep. Ek het toe die COVID uitgebreek het die eerste keer, het ek nie rarig gewaar oor een masker nie, en toe kry ek COVID. En ja, ek het opgeëindig in die hospitaal, 3 weke op suurstof, ek het bloedklonte ontwikkel, dit was regtig 'n baie, baie erge ondervinding. En ja, dit het my so bietjie, ek het nog nooit van my masker afgehaal nie.
That's the thing, I hear that story a lot. When it gets closer to home, or even you get it badly, then, you know, then people believe. In some cases, it might be too late. But I hear a lot of that. Lindy also echoing exactly what I just said now on Twitter, saying, I lost my dad to COVID. So yes, I changed my opinion about COVID. When you lose someone to COVID, you really understand that this thing is what it is and does. And we've all had the vaccination. I'm taking my mom for her second one today. MC, is that van Bethal? More?
Hallo, Martin, kan jy my hoor?
Yes, hoe gaan het op my geboortedorp van Bethal volgend?
Nee, dit is lekker koud in Nassau en in Johannesburg.
Lekker warm.
Okay, yes, sir, jylle is gelukkig.
Okay, ek jok, is hier so warm nie, maar is okay. Ek was laas naweek in Ermelo en was flippin' koud gewees.
Ja, dit was vrek koud.
Ek moet sê. MC, wat sê jy? Het jy van opinie verander?
Ja, ek het toe COVID nou uitgebreek het en verlede jaar in maart, toe het ek nou nogal baie geglo, dis eindelijk maar net 'n foefie, en dis a ding wat gehardloop word deur die regerings van die wêreld om probeer om beheer te neem, en ek was maar baie skepties oor 'n masker, en ek het geglo, ag, mense kry dit nie regtig nie, is maar net random mense wat hulle toets om dit te kry, en toe het ek het hierdie jaar in maart, het ek het self gekry, ek was nie, fysies was ek redelijk siek, ek het nie gesukkel met asemhaling so nie, maar ek het gesukkel met maagwerkings, opgooi, dehydrasie, en sulke goed, en ek het self gesukkel met 'n bietjie 'n psigiese probleem, dit het baie 'n tol op my gevat, want ek het net nie begin toe by 'n werk, ek was net 'n maand by die werk gewees, en toe het ek COVID, en toe het soos, wel wat nou, want nou sit ek by die huis, ek kan nie werk nie, gaan hulle my afdank, dit was soos groot pressure op my gewees, en toe het ek besef, maar it is real, dit is een ding wat ons allemaal raak, en hier in Bethel het dit nou al hoe nader gekom, klomp mense wat ek ken, klomp mense wat nawe aan my is, wat nou al baie siek geword het, wat oorlede daarvan is, en ja, so, dit is nou nog wel sleg, het self by my werkplek, ons managing director by ons werkplek, so, die weke terug in COVID oorlede, wat baie sleg was, want hy die company self begin in 2007, so, en dit het al hoe nader gekom, en mense het net besef wel, so, al met mense gaan vir die vaccination.
Ja, dag moet een mens, maar luister, sê vir my, in jou gemeenskap, is dit, hoe oud is jy nou, as ek maar vraag?
Ek is nou 26.
Dink jy dit is meer ouer mense, of meer jonger mense, wat skepties is? Dit klink vir my, of my ewe redig.
Ek dink is bietjie meer ouer mense, as ek nou kyk na my werkplek, waar my vrou werk, sy is nou klaar gevaksinheid, sy is 'n onderwyseres. So ja, hulle by die skool en so, lyk het my, dit was nogal baie die jonger onderwysers wat gegaan het, en dan die ouer onderwysers wat nou amper soos comorbidities is, of rarig skrikkerig is, maar ek dink dis meer ou mense, as ek moet kyk na my eie familie en so, die jong mense is, ja, die ouwe mense is bietjie meer skepties, die jong mense is nogal gewillig om vir dit te gaan.
Well, ons gaan nou uitvind. That's the thing. I mean, there's a lot of hope. Mense is redelijk positief vir die feit dat die jong mense gaan vaccinate, en ek hoop hulle is reg. Hulle sê ook mans. Die ouwe mense en mans wat skepties is. Mm-hmm. Wat is dit met die mans? Wat gaan aan?
Ek dink die mans is maar net bietjie bang, want daar is maar klomp fake news wat versprei word oor jy gaan steriel raak, en jy gaan nie kan kinders kry nie. Ek het nog geen bewyse van het gesien nie. So
weet jy vir my weird is, the one thing I've learned in the last while is, you'd have 10 people. 9 people will tell you something, and you get certain people who won't believe 9 people. One person says something, completely unfounded, and random. They'll believe that person. It's the strangest thing our selective people have become, and what they believe and what they don't believe. 9 scientists will tell you something, and then one person from North Carolina says something on Fox News or something. Mm. and then they will believe that person.
That's the guy.
It's the weirdest thing for me. I don't understand. That's when you want to believe something, and then when anybody, just any random person, vaguely establishes it for you, then it's like, okay, oh well, I was right because you know that one woman in. It's just weird. The reason I was saying it is the overwhelming results and research right now in the world shows that it is the right thing to do. It's the best thing for you to do is to get vaccinated. It does reduce serious illness and hospitalization quite significantly. So weet wat jy daarso sê, man, al het oop jou en jou generasie daarso MC.
Ek wil net vir almal sê, gaan staan sterk, gaan doen die vaccination. Ek glo dis die regte ding om te doen. As
26-jarige ou van Bethel MC het kan doen, dan kan jy doen.
Ja. Okay,
bro. Ek is trots op jou.
Dankie, Martin. Jy moet 'n lekker dag verder en 'n lekker naweek.
Jou ook, brother. Cheers, man. Bye-bye.
Well done, MC.
Bye.
Yeah, and the reason I'm bringing up this morning, obviously, is because it's now open to over 18s since today, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Today.
I wonder if it shouldn't start a rumor that the little blue pill made by one of the manufacturers doesn't cause sterility. What would happen?
But the opposite.
Yeah.
I just wonder. I mean, I'm just saying, same company, maybe.
Sit with me, Papa.
Yeah,
same one. Go at him.
Morning, family.
Good morning.
What up?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.